is the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
Welcome into the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Market. The Aggies on the road at Elmore County this Friday night. We're live at Wharf Casual Seafood, as we are each and every Tuesday night during the high school football season. Jeremy Law and Michael Adair joining you. Coach Chris Smalley going to join us a little bit later in the show. Three good players for the Aggies: Lane Johnson, DK Duncan, London Howell going to join us. And then later on in the show, I guess depending on how we fragment this, Coach Johnny Safford, the Aggies offensive coordinator, really good one. Should be a fun interview coming up a little bit later on, Michael Adair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got a good group tonight, as we always do, and got a pretty full house here at the Wharf. So everybody showed up, and the food's good, as always. And you can go up there and get that Coach Smalley special for $10.99. So that's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. Want to thank Wharf Casual Seafood for letting us be here each and every Tuesday night. We only have one more of these after night, unless the Aggies get a win this Friday night and a couple things happen, which we're really hoping for. But that'll at least wrap up the regular season versions of the Chris Smalley Show right here at Wharf Casual Seafood from 6:30 to 7:30 every Tuesday night. Michael Adair, we did not get a chance to have a show last week, bye week, but man, it would have been great to have one with the Aggies, a thrilling 36-35 victory over the Marbury Bulldogs. They were, what, 13 points scored or something with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter?
6 minutes. There were 6 minutes left in the game, and there had been 13 points scored, and we ended up playing one overtime and scoring 71. So, you know, that's about as exciting of an ending as you'll ever see in any level of football, to score that many points with that little bit of time. And the way we came back was just really unbelievable.
Had a lot of things happen in that game. The defensive coordinator went and had a baby with his wife. We had to have three really good assistants in Brent Lee Carr, Barry Strickland, and Coach Derek Crawford kind of work around and make sure that defense kept playing like it did in the first half, which it did. And then finally, the offense came along against a stubborn Marbury defense. We said it going into that game. They were not going to be a team that you could just push around. They've competed in every ball game this year, and the Aggies find a way to come through late with a big-time win to keep those playoff hopes alive.
We had to dig pretty deep in our offensive playbook. We got down two scores there to get a touchdown late and recover an onside kick and just get a lot of things going there that sort of turned that thing around.
Yeah, you talk about that ball game. What a comeback. The Aggies were down 15 points with 2.5 minutes left or so. They score a touchdown, get an onside kick, score another touchdown, force overtime. Marbury scores a touchdown. They, I think they kicked the extra point, they did, and then the Aggies get it, score a touchdown, and Coach Smalley rolls the dice and goes for two, and the Aggies win it 36-35, which felt like one of the biggest moments in Sylacauga football, at least since 2020.
You know, I ran into Coach Safford's father after that game, and he said something I thought was really interesting. He said that, you know, a win like that can change a program even over multiple years. You know, you lean on that, and you're like, man, and the kids can get excited, and that can have an impact on your program, just winning a close game like that. And, you know, that two-point conversion was unbelievable. We'd probably go out there and get them to jump off sides. Otherwise, we may have kicked that, you know. So it was just a man, and then to get that push in there late, that was unbelievable.
A big game for Juice Riley. He broke his own record in that game. I think he had 12 catches, which was the record, and then he got six the week before. Then he got 16 against Marbury, went for four more touchdowns. C.J. Franklin accounted on all five touchdowns for the Aggies. And then, man, I tell you what, that Aggie defense really, really played well for us in that game. Had their backs against the wall. The opening kickoff goes to the six-yard line. They give up an early score, but everywhere in between, boy, they were really, really good for us.
Yeah, the defense got a lot of stops, man. They just didn't give up much. I mean, Marbury got a lot of stops on us, too. We, you know, sort of a defensive struggle for 95% of that game, and then it was an offensive shootout for the rest of it. So, man, it was exciting. So I hate we couldn't talk about that a little more last week, but hey.
Well, you know, we can pretend that there's only one week in between. I mean, we didn't have to, the bye week doesn't have to affect this week's show. But again, a big win over Marbury 2 weeks ago, 36-35, and the Aggies preparing for a the last regular season region matchup on the road. They'll head to Eclectic to play the Elmore County Panthers, which is a really good football team.
Yeah, they're a really good team. And if you look at some of the games, even, you know, against probably the strongest team in the region, Clay Central, they played them really tough. You know, they played some, you know, some games in the non-region that early on that may have been surprising in terms of the score, but it's going to be probably one of the toughest teams we played all year, and it's going to take a heck of an effort to win it.
Silicaga and Elmore County this Friday night. Our coverage will start at 6:30 live from the stadium with kickoff set for 7 o'clock. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, Coach Chris Smelly is going to join us right here on the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Silicaga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Silicaga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Sometimes finding a time for fitness can be tough. That's why Snap Fitness in Silicaga stays open 24 hours a day. No matter when you're free, you can come in and get moving. Whether you're looking to lose weight, build muscle, or just boost your energy, they've got the gear and the space to help you get there. Come on down to James Payton Boulevard and check it out. Snap Fitness, for the feeling.
Your car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Hey, you blowing me up.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets, live at Wharf Casual Seafood each and every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7:30. What a fun start to the show, being able to relive that Marbury game a little bit, and we're going to do that a little bit longer with Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. Joining us now, Coach, I know you enjoyed the bye week. Had to be a fun bye week to take a deep breath. As soon as the game ended, you get in the car, drive to Fairhope, drive to Jacksonville, go watch the Jaguars for Cannon's, 10th birthday?
10th.
And come back and get to enjoy a little bit of bye week. But quickly, just walk us through the Marbury game. So many ups and downs in that game, a lot of swings of emotions, momentum going back and forth. At what point did you realize, and I want you to be honest, because there was a point where I thought that we had 0% chance to win. At what point
We all heard you live, Jeremy.
At what point did you realize we had a chance at the end?
I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't looking good, right? Even after that long run where our play-by-play guy kind of threw the towel in a little bit, in that moment, honestly, a lot of our defensive guys, I kind of saw us hanging our head a little bit, and I got out there on the field and I started clapping, and I said, hey, let's go block this right here, just trying to instill that idea of, all right, hey, when things are looking bad. And they were looking bad at that moment. We're not going to give up. And so, I saw that body language pick up a little bit. And then, things had to go perfect for us. Not going to lie, I don't think I've ever quite been a part of one that went just like that. That went the team I was coaching went our way. 2 years ago, the same thing happened to us in the wrong direction with Beauregard.
That's right.
I know we all remember that game. And so. Sometimes the ball has got to bounce your way. You got to have a little bit of luck. Got to have guys make some plays, and it all came together for us.
Coach, that Marbury game wasn't the only thing that went well that week. The junior varsity team beat Clay Central for the first time. We have never beaten them on any level of football at our school. That school's been around 12, 15 years, I guess, but more closer to 12 probably. But talk a little bit about them. They were 4-5-1, had a good season, so the future looked pretty good right there.
Yeah, that was great. And, we've done pretty well in JV the last 2 years, and we were 5-1 this year. And the team that we lost to Marbury earlier in the year, and then we beat them at the end of the season. And then beating Clay, I thought that was a really big deal because, obviously we know the kind of program that they have. They were out there coaching, and they were coaching hard. And, I was kind of taking a peek across the sideline and looking at their coaches, and they weren't liking that they were getting beat either. And so that was really neat to see. And a lot of guys, top to bottom, ninth grade to 12th grade, kids are working really, really hard and putting in what it takes to try to run a successful program. And so that was certainly a great step in the right direction.
Coach, when you look back at congratulations on beating Clay Central. I think it's long overdue. We've had a couple of close games with them, whether it's middle school, JV, varsity, whatever. And you look back at the Marbury game, it kind of sets up right now where some things can happen, where this Aggie team, who has battled so hard this year, been in a tremendous amount of dogfights, if you will, pretty much in every region contest, sets up some things where postseason is still possible. So Michael and Adair and I can stop texting back and forth and figure out what it would take. What has to happen on Friday night for the Aggies to get in?
I mean, I'm not like the resident expert on all things playoff tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff, but I'm pretty confident that obviously we got to win Friday in a big region game, and then there's two other games within our region that have to go a certain way. But it's the way that if I were to predict how I would think based off of playing all these teams that I think the game would go. So we'd kind of need to avoid any other region upsets and then got to have a big win Friday night. And,
basically,
as far as we look at it.
Puts you in a three-way tie that you should have the tiebreaker
on, puts
right?
us in a three-way tie, and then we think we've got the tiebreaker based off looking at all the numbers. And so, what I've kind of told our guys this week is earn your spot.
Right.
We kind of feel like we're in a position that we can go work to get a win and earn a spot in the playoffs, and that would be super exciting. It's a big goal. That's what I kind of told our guys this week. I said it's a big goal to have to go try to win this game against a really good region opponent and, you know, what's on the line with trying to get that win. And so, man, we want all of our practice habits and everything that we're doing and our focus in meetings and all to reflect having that big goal, because it's going to take a great effort. We've got the team to do it, and we want to go get it done Friday.
Coach, what would you say that your biggest surprise has been this with this team this year? What surprised you the most, probably, off this group?
You were waiting to throw me a tough question, weren't
man,
you?
You got to ask something.
It's kind of been all year, man. I've been
all these softballs all year, man. You got to have one curveball.
You know, I've been, really been pleased with when things have not gone our way this year. I feel like our response is still has been what you want to have. You know, we've lost. We've talked about it over and over. You know, losing some tight, close games that we feel like we were one or two plays away from winning and being in a better position sitting here at week nine. But the guys have continued to work hard, man. They really feel like they've really bought into what we're trying to do, and they're kids, and we're not going to be perfect at, you know, every single day and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like we've gotten the program to a place where it's in a really good spot. And I wasn't sure if we were going to get there this year. I knew we had the potential to be able to do it. And from a win-loss standpoint, we're a little away from what we're able to potentially be able to accomplish this year. But man, we've taken some big steps, and I'm proud of them.
Like that.
Yeah, Coach, when you look at this Elmore County game, we talked yesterday, had a great day of practice. Players know what's on the line this week. You have to win to be able to get a chance. A good Elmore County team, Electric, always a tough place to play down there. You're playing the Panthers. A 2A school from about a decade ago, now a mid-tier 5A school with a lot of athletes that have moved into that area from other surrounding areas. Coach Kyle Caldwell seems to have things going pretty well over there, a lot of athletes. What do the Aggies need to do? What are we looking at this week when we face off against Elmore County?
Yeah, they do a really, really good job. I can just tell just by watching their film that their coaches do a really good job of having them prepared. Defensively, I feel like they might be the most sound defense that we've played this year, which means you're going to have to go earn your points. You know, there's been some times where I feel like this year, maybe scheme-wise, we felt like we could go find ways to score and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, this is just kind of man up, play physical, and go earn it. So, you know, we've been kind of talking to that with our running backs and our offensive line about what it's going to take to be successful, because they're very well coached, very sound in what they do. And so that, man, that's going to be the key. And defensively, it's going to be tackling. They've got some guys that can make plays. They've got a little wiggle to them. And so when you get there and you get close to a guy, you got to get him on the ground.
Coach, I keep seeing all this seafood come out in this restaurant, and, you know, it's mighty fitting that the Coach Smelly special is seafood, because the one thing you don't have when you get lost at sea, other than a life jacket and a phone probably, is food. And so what do you think about the menu here? What's sort of been your go-to Wharf item?
Well, you know, even when I was lost at sea, Michael, I was, you know, was able to sort of channel my inner survival instincts, and I was able to actually pull a fish from the ocean.
It's pretty strong.
Had it on
is
deck.
That true?
Yeah, I had it in the boat.
I mean, it sounds
had it
good
in the
when
boat,
there's no
ready
evidence
to eat if needed. Now it was a it
no
was
way
a
to capture evidence. Wasn't
now this fish was a remora, which I'm pretty sure is not on the menu here at the Wharf.
How and, big was it?
It was probably okay. A foot and a half. It's kind of a skinny
fish. How it started?
It's a skinny fish. It's not like a prized possession fish or anything like that. But I did find out, because I asked somebody at a sushi restaurant one time, I said, would that be an edible fish? And they said it wouldn't have tasted really good, but it wouldn't have been like poisonous for you or anything.
How far away were you from eating that thing, bro?
I would have needed a long time before I was going to eat it.
A couple more hours later.
Yeah, probably more.
Oh, how we got on that. Hey, Lane Johnson's going to join us next on the Chris Miller Show, one of the Aggie seniors. Following him, DK Dunklin, then London Howell, and then we're going to close out the show with Coach Johnny Safford. It's Silicaga at Elmore County this Friday night. Our coverage will start at 6:30 on WSGN and Facebook Live and YouTube. Stay with us. This is the Chris Miller Show, presented by Allen Brew Market.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaya jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga is huddling up and kicking off huge savings just in time for tailgating. Drive home in a brand new 2025 Nissan Frontier, Pro X, Pro 4X, SL, or SV, and score the lowest finance rates of the year with 3.49% for 72 months and $3,500 in customer bonus cash. Get your new Nissan Frontier and get in the game only at Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, located at 80 James Patton Boulevard in Sylacauga, or online at sarahnissanofsylacauga.com.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smalley Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chris Smalley Show on the Aggie Sports Network. This is a product of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. I want to thank Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship, not just of the Aggie Sports Network, but many schools inside of the Radio Alabama Sports Network, especially locally. Michael Adair with B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville. Fayetteville locked into the playoffs. The Aggies trying to get there as well with a win this week. Going to be a fun matchup this Friday night.
Oh, it's going to be a great matchup. It's going to be an important matchup, and, you know, it's not going to be easy, Coach. It's going to be a tough game, and there's a lot on the line. And, you know, I think our guys have a little more to play for. Elmore County wins or loses a game, they're still a three seed probably. So we'll see if we can get up for it, won't we?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that'll play in our favor a little bit. But, yeah, it is a good game, an exciting game, and one that, you know, when there is a little bit more on the line, hey, that means you're doing something, you know. You're kind of giving yourself a shot if games aren't really that important. Maybe hadn't done enough to make it a memorable season. So, you know, a lot on the line and ready to go.
You touched on that a little bit in that first segment and talked about how, you know, one of the things that surprised you about this team is how they've sort of dealt with adversity, stayed locked in. And, you know, as we've gone through the season, it feels like all the guys are still pushing and they're still – there's not been a lot of give up. And that's been – even at practice, I thought you had a great practice yesterday, and it was good to see the energy level so high still this late.
Yeah, yesterday was one of the best practices we've had all year, if not the best, honestly. Dropped off just a little bit today. Had to jump on the guys there for part of the practice, and then we were able to finish strong. So, yeah, we got two more days of work to get prepared.
Coach, tell us a little bit about Lane Johnson. He's here with us, I guess a multi-year player for you, a guy that's been through a lot of ups and downs with this program. One thing we do know about Lane, just a great young man sitting to your left.
Yeah, Lane's awesome, and his family's one of the families we've gotten to know, live in the neighborhood, and love them, and yeah, can't say enough good things about Lane. And, you know, you know, there's probably ways that Lane, you know, would love to be able to you know, get on the field and impact a little bit more this year. But he's a kid that, you know, is just a, you know, that you want a part of the program, represents the program in a great way, and couldn't be more proud of him.
You know, I've got a lot of respect for you, Lane. I told you this before, but just the way you've continued to plug and you show up, you know, a lot of football is really hard, and I know Coach has told you all that. Life is hard, but you learn a lot of life lessons, and a lot of people won't take the off ramp when it gets tough. And just got a lot of respect for you for sticking it out and having great character, being a great teammate. And, you know, one thing that I really liked that you did was you started that podcast and you started putting your message out there. You want to talk a little bit about what got you to do that and what your message has been on that?
Yes, sir. So just for the fact that people at my age are so distant with their relationship with the Lord, I just think that showing my confidence that I say I can show people I love the Lord and just show that I love it and enjoy it so much. I love doing it. I love spreading the word in general. Like next week, I'm giving my testimony to my church at a youth group, and I'm really excited about that.
Where can we go to hear that? Is that something people can show up, or is that just the youth come to that, I guess?
Well, you know, I'm sure y'all can just stand in the back. But like,
Lane's probably like, I don't want to. Maybe they want to come.
Right.
I said that on the radio.
Yes, sir. But, like, it's usually youth, and it's located at the radio station at 99 North Norton Avenue.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Very familiar. Right across the hallway. Lane, we know you're a great young man. I know that you've been through a lot with this football program. We've talked to a lot of coaches and players this year that regardless of the record, there's a real difference in the locker room with the guys, whether it's attitude, belief, and going out there to win. What do you think the major changes are from maybe 3 years ago, Coach Milley's first year, to now with guys almost having a full cycle through the program?
Oh, my Lord, it's a big difference. My freshman year, it was crazy. There was, like, people turning off the lights, playing around, pushing freshmen around, making sure they felt, like, unsafe in general. Just, like, it was pranks, playing around, and it showed with that 0-2 record. But as soon as Coach Milley came, it switched. It was a instant. You can see the difference with the weight room and just in general. With the change of the weight room, too, my sophomore year, Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. Just knowing that a coach that loves us so much in our program that he can flip it and he sticks with us no matter what.
It's not perfect enough, not all the way where we want it to be, but it's definitely getting better. I agree with you, Lane.
Yes, sir.
Lane, your parents, Lacey and Jeremy, y'all have hosted the seniors several times this year at your house on Thursday night. A lot of the different groups will do that. The sophomores do it. I know the juniors have done it as well. What's that like? What's that sort of Thursday night meant to you? What do y'all do in that? And talk a little bit about that.
Well, Thursday with us is always so close just for the fact that our senior group was always close just before that. And the fact that we can connect and show that we are friends and that get connection even more. Because in all honesty, I wasn't close to CJ before this season. Like, I barely talked to him. I barely talked to Corbin and everything. But now I'm like, I can talk to these people and just become friends with them with ease.
Yeah, Lane, when you just talked about it, there has been a lot of changes in the program from the weight room, from the coaching staff. One of the things Coach Crawford really mentioned is that the team just really likes each other. I think he just hit it on the head. Maybe didn't talk to CJ much and Corbin, some of the other leaders on this football team. Talk about this senior class with those guys and how they've helped, you know, make the program what it is now compared to a few years ago.
Just our effort in general, just like the fact they can show up and know that this program is going to be good with them. CJ, he's always had that confidence of saying that I can do this mindset. Corbin, too, they know they're good and they know that what they can do in this program, and they just do it, and they have done it for the past 2 years.
You know, I kind of think back, like, you know, going back to the Marbury game last week. Go back 2 years ago, or heck, even last year, and kind of being in that adverse situation, tough situation, easy to drop your head, easy to give up. I don't think we would have had a team until this year that would have sort of had that moxie and that belief of being able to try to win that game. So, you know, I think just all of that sort of just kind of points to the growth and the trajectory and sort of where the program's headed.
Lane, people like you that have made it to their senior year usually have someone that believed in them when things were tough, you know, someone who's helped shape them into the person they are today. Who has been that person for you, and what would you want to say to them today if they were listening in?
I say my dad, just for the fact that, in all honesty, I've wanted to quit so many times, especially my freshman year, but he always pushed it, and he was like, you got to sit this out for 1 year. And then it's always been that sit out 1 year, and then I just, like, I want to play again, and then do it again, and then I just want to play again. It's tough not being a really key player, like Coach Milley said, on the field, but I'm on the sidelines, and I can be that key player regardless. Like, that Marbury game, everyone was getting low. Kenson was on the ground, and I felt like the energy just like saying, go pick him up, even though we're down. The game's not over. Even though there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the game's not over. And that turned out really good for
me. Lane, I'm not going to lie. There was a time at the end of that game, I saw you over there on the sidelines. You were on one knee. I saw your mouth moving. I knew you were sitting there on the sidelines praying. I was sitting there just like, keep praying harder, baby. We need every bit of that. Keep going.
Yeah.
I walked right past you and I saw you just sitting there. I was like, let's go.
We're going to start doing more praying in the first quarter instead of saving it all for the fourth.
No, I'll take it. I'll take that.
Well, man, Lane, as you mentioned, you're a locker room leader, great young man, and I think this team needed you this year. We appreciate you sticking it out. I know Coach Smelly appreciates you sticking it out as well. So, man, we got to move on to DK in London. But, Lane, man, thank you so much. Good luck with that podcast, and best of luck sharing your testimony a little bit later on. That's Lane Johnson joining us on the show. A heck of a young man and a guy that's helped change this program along with a lot of other Aggie seniors. Coach Smelly, we're about to let you run. What are your final thoughts before we get into Elmore County on Friday night?
Man, we got two more days of work to put in, and a big game on Friday. I know I'm super excited about it, and I know our players are too. So just ready to keep putting that next step forward. And, man, I'm hoping, believing that we're going to come out and play our best game Friday.
Thanks, Coach. Go Aggies.
Thank you. Go Aggies.
That's Silicaga football coach Chris Smelly here on the Chris Smelly Show. When we come back, DK Dunklin, London Howell joining us on the show before we catch Coach Johnny Safford. He might be on his way out of the door, running a little behind before we get out of here tonight around 7:30, 7:35. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by our friends at Allen Brew Markets and Allen Oil Company. I want to thank Tim Allen and his family for their continued sponsorship of the Aggie Sports Network and all of our local networks, whether that's B.B. Comer, Childersburg, or Fayetteville. The Allen family, such a big part of a lot of things that go on here locally. Michael Adair.
Yeah, and it's so important that you have the local buy-in like that, and they've been good. And Tim's also been really good for our S-Club. He's taken the bull by the horns on that and has helped us raise money, which most of that goes to scholarships for these kids.
And now joined by DK Dunklin, London Howell. First off, guys, welcome in. London's actually wearing the very first ever Aggie Sports Network hoodie ever made, one that had a basketball game last year.
He sure did.
Basketball season right around the corner. I know we're looking forward to that with Coach Joel Jones in his second year. But, guys, man, let's quickly, I'll start with you, London, throwing it back to last week. 2 weeks ago's game against Marbury, the Aggies were on the ropes, come out and get a big win. What were the emotions like after that game?
Closer, but I'm glad we could come out on top. It was great.
DK, I know you were on the field a lot for that game. You're not the biggest guy in the world, but, man, he'll hit somebody, Michael Adair.
Oh, yeah.
DK, defense played lights out. You got some help from your offense. What was it like after the game in the locker room? What was the celebration like after a big win?
It was amazing, just to be honest. It was a big win for us after all the adversity we had fought through. We tried to celebrate a little bit.
I did want to ask, at what point did the defense realize that Coach Strickland was gone to have a baby? Was there any change for you guys? I mean, what was that like?
we did not realize. We didn't realize it till like way after the game. Like, okay. When we didn't see him jumping all over the field after the game and hyping us up.
That was a big part of last week's game. Congratulations to Coach Steven Strickland. His son Stetson was born, I think, the Saturday after that game. So congratulations to him and Landon. But two great young men. Again, we just had Lane Johnson and two great kind of representatives of this program. London Howell, quarterback, D.K. Dunklin, considered, I guess, the star. But, I mean, he's playing in the defensive backfield. He's coming down, hitting some folks. Two good kids right here, Michael Ader.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, D.K., I was looking at the stats this morning, and I saw something that may be an error, but it said that you're leading the team in sacks. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable. D.B., leading the team in sacks. What's the number?
I don't even know. If I was to guess, probably 6 or 8.
Does Jacoby know that? Because he was talking about getting the quarterback a lot when he was here with us. Does he know?
Can't get him as quick as he can.
So, DK, man, what's it? I know Coach Johnny Safford now coaching your offense, London Howell. Coach Steven Strickland takes over your defense. What was that transition like, knowing that your DC was going to be the OC and Coach Steven Strickland was going to take over the defense?
I love Coach Safford at the defensive side, but, I mean, you got to adapt. And Coach Strick has always been a type of defensive coach. I feel like he could lead us, and I trusted him. So, yeah, he ain't been bad. I trusted him. Man, you don't say it.
London, look, man, I got a lot of respect for you as a person and really your family as a whole, man. Your granddad, Coach V, was my middle school football coach and my high school baseball coach. You know, we won a ring with him, and we had a lot of fun. Then your other granddad over there, Jim Ray, gave me my first job I ever had and the hardest job I ever had, which was umpiring. And I was terrible at it. I had to get escorted out of the field some nights because I'd have both sides just breathing down my neck. Man, he was over the Little League years ago, man. Talk about your family and what they mean to you and how supportive Holly and Eric, your parents over there, they come to a lot. They do a lot for the team. What do they mean to you? What's your family mean to you?
Oh, yeah, they mean everything. They won't miss anything unless they just have to be somewhere else. So it means a lot that everybody's there. You know, got a whole community around me.
They mean a lot to me, too, and I hope the whole junior class.
You know, that's another thing is that they have hosted, we talked with Lane about his parents hosting the seniors, Holly and Eric, and you guys have hosted the juniors almost every Thursday night. You guys have done a lot of stuff. You've had a lot of good speakers. Talk a little bit about that. Y'all can both speak on that.
Yes, sir. That's just the way that I feel like I can contribute to the team most is kind of more biblically, you know, off the field, but becoming better men, and then also growing that relationship with Jesus.
So. Yeah, most of what he said, becoming better men, building our relationship with Jesus, and also team bonding.
You know, we haven't had a lot. London and I have talked off the air, you know, to each other about the circumstance that he was thrown into last year as a 10th grader. With a little bit of a struggling offensive line from last year, they've gotten much better. They're much improved over there. But, you know, you got thrown into the fire early in that season, London, maybe when you weren't expecting it. Walk us through that process and how you were kind of able to lead this team in a transition with CJ being out last year.
Yeah, so like you said, I got thrown into the fire, but pretty much everybody on the team kind of surrounded me and were like, you got this, you're ready. Took a lot of more preparation than I thought it would, but gave it my best. So.
You did a good job of it, too. And the other thing London does is he's the holder on special teams. And, you know, we came into the season with a new snapper, and then you're holding. And I would have bet you anything we'd had a terrible snap at somewhere, but we haven't. And you've gotten all those balls down, and it's worked out, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Even on punt, we haven't sent one over the head or anything really yet.
What's that pressure like? Is it similar to, I mean, I know it's not the ins and outs and X's and O's of the quarterback, but that's a big-time job, making sure you catch that and put it down.
Yes, sir, it is. I kind of like it, though. You know, it's simple, but it's also, it means a lot to the team. So that's just another way that I can contribute.
Guys, you got a chance to make it to the playoffs. Some things have to happen for us. Number one, the Aggies need to win on Friday night. Some other teams need to win to help us out a little bit. What's been the message from the coaching staff this week? Is maybe, I guess, as we sit right now, the biggest game of the season. DK sitting right in front of us.
But as soon as we walked in, on the whiteboard was earn your spot, and that's earning our spot in the playoffs. So I think that's been the biggest message that all the coaches have tried to provide for us.
DK, are you a senior? So you're a junior. So, I mean, so you can still talk. You guys both can talk to this a little bit about what Lane was talking about, just the change. And a couple of years ago, the playoffs just weren't unattainable. Now, right here in London, it's on the cusp. It's kind of right there in front of us. What's been the major biggest differences to help us get to this spot?
Yeah, I'd just say the camaraderie of the team. You know, my freshman year, the team was kind of separate as a whole. You know, we had different groups and everything. But now everybody kind of hangs out together and does things like that.
I feel like we got more buy-in to what our coaches are talking about, too. I feel like the last two years, we didn't really buy in or listen to what our coaches were saying, but I feel like we listen to what more of what our coaches are saying and trust what they're saying.
You know, you guys are both first-class guys. You're both well-spoken. You're both great people. Your teammates look up to you. You heard me ask Lane this question a minute ago. I want to ask both of you. When you're in that spot that you're in and you've been successful and you know, somebody's believed in you along the way and you know, shaped to you to the person you are today, just who's been that person for both of you? And if they're listening today, what would you want to say about them?
Probably my mom and my dad. And I want to say thank you for everything they ever done for me. And I would hope that I would present myself as a nice young man to them.
London.
Yeah, I would say my family as a whole. You know, like I said earlier, it's like a community, and everybody's got my back and pointing me in the right direction.
Awesome, guys. Sorry we had to push back the show a little bit, had a slightly late start, but, man, we appreciate you guys joining us. Again, we've had a lot of guys on the show this year, but, man, overall, just this team, Michael Litter, full of great young men. We're glad that they get to come out and talk a little bit about things that are going on in their lives with Lane just in. These two guys talking about how they biblically help the team and how they want to be great young men. Just the overall culture of the program, just much improved.
It really is. It's a reflection of good leadership and just good people involved in the program, and you see the fruit of that right here, and we've seen it all year.
Two great guys. Well, hey guys, good luck Friday night. Let's go earn our spot in the playoffs. All right,
yes, sir. Go Aggies.
All right, that's job, London man. Howell, DK Dunklin. Man, we appreciate them joining us tonight. Just, I mean, two phenomenal young men, three phenomenal young men have joined us on the program. Now we got a phenomenal, just, I guess, regular aged man, Coach Johnny Safford, going to come join us in just a few minutes. The orchestrator of this Aggie offense that has put up some record numbers this year, whether it's passing or receiving, a lot of Aggie stars on offense making waves under Coach Johnny Safford's watch. He's going to join us on the other side of this break. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Aggie Sports Network, fueled by our friends at Allen Brew Market, the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live at Wharf Casual Seafood each and every week, 6:30 to 7:30, as we preview the week's upcoming game. That game this week, Michael Adair, on the road at Elmore County. Our coverage will start at 6:30, and we'll lead you all the way up until kickoff at 7 o'clock. That's on WSGN. That's 98.3 on your radio dial and YouTube and Facebook. You've been waiting on this interview all year. Every week you've been asking, when are we going to get Coach Johnny Safford? When is Coach Smelly going to bring Coach Johnny Coach Safford. Well, he's joining us right now, Michael Ader, a guy who, I mean, moving from defense to offense. He did a good job on defense, maybe better on offense with the numbers that we've put up. It's always great to have Coach Johnny Safford with us on the show. Coach, welcome in. Hope you enjoyed your food tonight. First off, what did you get here at Wharf Casual Seafood?
Man, I went with the blackened mahi-mahi. It was excellent.
Oh, you got off the Coach Smelly Special then.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You would have probably had something to eat out there in the ocean too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, wouldn't I don't know. You can go a long time without some food, I think.
That's true. Yeah.
Coach Smelly made it about 8 hours. He was ready to eat a raw fish out there, Coach. So, Coach Safford, just quickly talk about it. The transition from defense to offense, we know a lot went into that decision. How was that for you, and how much of a change was it for you to go from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side of the ball?
Well, it was definitely a change. I'm still kind of – I haven't really looked back, I would say, you know. Still kind of processing all of it, but I would definitely say I have learned, I can't even really, you think that you know a lot until you try something else, you know, and then it's like, man, you kind of almost starting over after, I think this was either my 17th or 18th year coaching, and you realize how much you don't know. And then a lot of them is like, man, if I could go back and coach defense again, I feel like I'd do a whole lot of different things. And you learn more, probably. I probably should have done it a lot earlier in my career, to be honest with you, just to learn and experience, you know, how is the other side of the ball approaching and attacking defense is probably would have helped me coaching defense if I knew what I know now and just in this short amount of time. But, man, I have learned. I enjoyed. I like learning, just in general. So I've really enjoyed just kind of the challenge of trying to figure things out, and a lot of notebooks drawing over and over and over, just trying to figure out the best thing that fits us and how to use our guys the best and that sort of deal.
Coach, a lot of people don't know the several interesting things about you. One is you got a great family. Your wife Amanda, your three boys there. They're great folks, but. Tell the interesting story about how you ended up in Sylacauga and how you really sort of built your house yourself. You kind of just did it all. You guys built it, and it's just a fascinating thing that you just sort of ended up here, really, to me.
Yeah, it was. We did a lot of projects early on with education. I actually did heating and cooling for a while before I got into education, and then education paired well. So we flipped several houses and rented them out and did a bunch of other stuff through the summers. And I started getting old and realized I couldn't keep that up. And I was like, we got one project left. So we sold some of the rental houses and stuff and kind of cashed out of that. And then kind of had some criteria we were looking for. We wanted to be on some water and just like
you were coming from Tuscaloosa, right?
Well, we actually made a pit stop in Walker County for a couple of years. And just really looking through Zillow for a while. I don't remember exactly how long. And then just found what I was going to do is get like a lot of land and then get somebody to build a structure on it, put basically concrete and put four walls and a roof up. And then I was going to go in and do everything else. And then we found a lot that fit everything, and it had a barn on that lot. And so then it actually, we closed on that the 2019 December. And, you know, it's going to be a project that, like, man, I don't even know how long it'd take. Probably 2 or 3 years. You just go down in weekends and, you know, spring break, you go work all week or whatever. But as we all know, shortly after that, COVID hit. And so they told us on a Thursday, we're going to take a long weekend, let this, you know, kind of like you do with the flu, and, you know, take Friday off. We'll come back Monday and whatever. So I told my wife, I said, like, I'm going to go down there. We're going to get some work done. And I don't think I ever came back from that. We stayed down there. She literally packed everything else up, and we did a lot of work and moved in down there in probably 3 months, maybe 4 months, something like that. And
turned the barn into a house in 3 months.
Yeah, well, we're still working on a lot of things, even at this point. But, you know, projects continue. So, yeah, but that was fun.
He's a man of many talents. He's a, you know, teacher of the year, I think, for the high school.
I think
teaching.
That inspired last year.
He's an AP government teacher, yeah. And all the kids go through him, and they all learn, and he really challenges those seniors to think. And We're really glad to have him as a teacher here. And another one other before we go into football, one more interesting thing about Coach that I want him to talk just briefly on is he took an old school bus and he transformed this thing into a motorhome. And his family over here, they'll get in that sucker and they'll drive over and they go to all the state parks and national parks, and the highest points in each state is one of their things. So, Coach, talk a little bit about what you do in that little travel bus you made.
Well, I lived in it for about 3 months, building the house down there. But other than that, we usually drive it around and go to all the different places. Like you said, we enjoy, me and my wife, we went to like the Bahamas one time and argued the whole time. It's just like you had everything you need. We enjoyed like activities on vacation. Like it's the more challenging, probably the more enjoyable in a lot of ways. And so we knew that. And then once we started having kids, it's very difficult in like an SUV or whatever. So we couldn't afford like one of those fancy motors. We just got a bus and kind of redid the inside and made it work for us. And I think it's been to California 2 or 3 times now.
Wow.
And
what's the longest trip you've taken in that thing? How many miles again?
I took a group of seniors and then my wife, and we only had one kid at the time, flew out after about 10 days. And we logged over 9,000 miles in one outing. So,
Coach will sleep up under that thing. He'll sleep on the ground.
Yeah, we did do that before, yeah. There's some
you did a lot of reconnaissance for this interview, Michael. Yeah. They're very impressed.
We've talked a few times on the phone about some of this stuff, so
you won't catch him sleeping on the ground, that's for sure. Coach Safford, we are running out of a little bit of time. We are glad that you were able to join us. Coach, you look at I guess 2 weeks ago, the offense was sputtering. We knew that Marbury was a good football team. They weren't just going to be pushed around. They were a team that we were going to have to beat. We indeed did that. At what point in the ball game, there were so many highs and lows, when did you recognize that the Aggies were going to at least have a chance there at the end of the ball game?
It took a while, to be honest, man. It was a weird game. I mean, I never felt out of it because, like you said, it was 7-6 for 90% of the game, and so you always felt like you had a chance. But there was definitely a couple of times where, you know, I think we had a scoop and score and a pick six on back-to-back drives offensively, mm-hmm. just giving them points. And you definitely felt like, hey, man, there's only so many times you can do that and still have a chance, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I never really felt like we were out of it for whatever reason. I don't know if it was because it took so long for them to really get points as well. But what's interesting about it to me, man, is they – you know, learning about offensively and everything, they really only did they did one little thing to us schematically, and how much that impacted what we were able to do just from one slight adjustment, and then how long it took us to really kind of solve that was what I was you know, when you look back in retrospect, you're looking at, all right, how did they try to defend us and all of that. And that was interesting that the one thing that they did had that big of an impact on how we were able to especially run the ball.
Speaking of that, Coach, when you think about offense, what do you want your identity to be as an offensive guy now, as a play caller? Like, what do you want to try to do, and what college or NFL coach do you look to and say, you know, kind of like what they're doing on offense, and who do we want to be like schematically, I guess?
What I tried to say when we first started doing all this is we want to get our best guys the ball in space. You know, it doesn't make sense to – you can hand it to your best guy, but they got all those people stacked in the box. We'd rather get them in space so that they can, you know, show their athleticism and that sort of thing. And we want to have – we want to try to develop multiple guys that can do that. So, you know, the quarterback's dynamic, the running back's dynamic, receivers are dynamic, and try to spread that out so the defenses can't just key one guy. Now, obviously, we tend to highlight a few
number five.
Of, you know, yeah, that's the thing is we look at how many of our guys make the first guy miss, because from a defensive perspective, there's never really a time that the defense doesn't have a guy for your guy. You know, they have 11 as well. We have 11, and a sound defense is going to always have somebody for that. It's really difficult to like hang your hat on, well, we're just going to make the defense wrong, you know, because they get paid just like we do to have an answer for that. So in a lot of ways, your offense production comes from guys being athletic And then our job is just to give them space to be athletic and make guys miss, you know. And running backs having the mindset of, I'm not going to be stopped, or at least if you tackle me, it's going to be the second or third guy. And if you look at big plays in every level of the football, it's very rarely that he's untouched just all the way in the end zone. Sometimes it happens with a great call or whatever, but it's guys making people miss and running through tackles and that sort of stuff, you know.
Well, you've had a really solid offensive line this year, Coach. Quarterback has had time, which has led to a lot of Juice Riley touchdowns, Juice finding himself in the end zone. Talk about that combination, CJ and Juice, and the overall, you know, offense being able to hit on all cylinders at a lot of times this year.
Yeah, the O-line to me, you knew everybody's seen CJ a lot. You know, he's elite arm talent. He might be the best that I've coached. I don't know. He can throw every pass there is, and he's also maybe one of the best athletes. He's definitely one of the best that we have, definitely in the county probably. I mean, I put him up against anybody. But the O-line especially has been, I would say, the highlight even more so than those guys. They're all underclassmen. They've all worked extremely hard. I mean, that's the thing that people don't see is all the off-season, and especially the weight room for them. They have come miles from where they started, and we've gotten to see all those guys grow. They came in as freshmen, and you see where they're at, and then where they are now is amazing to witness that. And they have all played lights out. You know, we lost. There was sometimes. I mean, we've probably played seven O linemen that have all contributed. And when those other guys went in, there really wasn't that big of a notice. You know, it wasn't like a big drop off when Quan got hurt, and then Todd stepped up, and then Nunn came in at different times. So there's been a lot of them that have contributed, and they've all done really good, in my opinion.
You know, I know you're a stats guy, Coach, and you're talking about the offensive line. One thing that you track that you were telling me about is, for an offensive lineman, how many times did the guy they're blocking make the tackle?
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit about that stat and kind of who's doing well with that? And might be in here right now.
Yeah, we're not trying to embarrass anybody, but we look at the play. And then everybody, you know, has their guy, and then we're looking for, all right, whose guy made that play, and then why is that? And then trying to just bring awareness to, all right, we want to hold each other accountable and try to see, all right, why is, you know, this mistake repeatedly happening, you know, in a game? And, we've gotten – it's usually pretty spread out, so we don't have any just, like, glaring issues, you know, or whatever. And, sometimes guys get beat. That's part of the game, but – that's definitely one of the stats we look at and then try to figure out why is that happening, what was it, was a bad step, hand placement, whatever it might be, you know.
We got a center sitting over here that's been pretty low in that output.
Yeah, I should have looked the numbers up. I didn't know you were going to ask me that one, but, yeah, I think he might have the low, especially the starting group, the low number. And that's impressive because you notice when that guy misses, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, and your offensive line, they'll have their hands full this week. This is a very good defensive Elmore County team. I think it was like a 7-7 ball game against Clay Central in the fourth quarter. They had a chance to win that one. They're similar to Silicaga. They've had a chance to win some big games. They've fallen a little short in those. Good Elmore County defense that your offense is facing this week.
Yeah, these guys, man, they have they're strong, they're disciplined, and they're not – it's really hard to get them out of the right gaps. You know, there's a lot of teams that might be more athletic or whatever, but their scheme doesn't fit up the different levels like these guys do. Their guys know what their keys are. They know what they're supposed to be doing, and they execute it at a high level. It's difficult to get guys like that to get a big play on, because they're sound, they're where they're supposed to be. And you might, you know, a good play on them is 5 yards, and it's just they're always consistently in those spots they're supposed to be in.
We've had games this year, Coach, where we've had to grind out some drives. We've had some other games against teams that gave up a lot of big plays to us. How do you see this one going?
Well, I typically don't make predictions. I tend to be more pessimistic, and so I try to keep that to myself. But I like to think that I believe in the Aggies, you know, and I like our team. I think that we have dynamic playmakers in a lot of different positions, and I'll always bet on them if it comes down to it.
I like that. I like that, Coach. We Jeremy and I met with Coach Smelly when he first took that job, and I just remember him saying, there's a guy that I got to get that I think is probably the best coach in the county. He said he knows football better than anybody in the state I've ever coached with, what he told us. And he was talking about you. And I'm just glad you made it over to this staff. That was really good that you got here, and you've added a lot both on the field and in the classroom.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it, man. We really enjoy being here. We appreciate Radio Alabama, man. All my family's out of town, so they enjoy watching these everything that y'all do, from the games and all the different sports and so forth. So
they just said if the commentary was better from the play-by-play guy, they'd like it a lot more.
No
than
doubt
right,
about
coach?
That. And if he wouldn't call the game over with 3 minutes left, that'd be even better. Yeah.
I would rather be wrong at the end of the night about that than wrong the other way. So anyways, Coach Safford, man, thank you so much for coming tonight. We waited a long time to get you on. It was well worth it after a major comeback win 2 weeks ago and now going into to a chance to potentially clinch a playoff spot at the end of the night on Friday night. Coach, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, good job, Coach.
That's offensive coordinator Johnny Safford, Michael Adair. Man, yeah. Really, Coach Smelly did tell us he's got the brightest guy that he knows when it comes to football and high school football, and he was local, which really helped us out a lot. Great to have Coach Safford with us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so important. Just like you said, the culture of the team is good, and that's a reflection of all the coaches, and that's what makes it, and that's why this program is on the upswing, and that's why we see good quality kids like we had tonight.
We're so fired up about this game Friday night, Michael Ader. I know you've been asking ChatGPT what the chances are we can win. You've been putting in the scores against the common teams. Man, what's ChatGPT telling you? What do the Aggies need to do to get a win on Friday night?
Oh, man, we're going to have to play our best game, and we can't turn it over. We got to be good on special teams, and we need to play offensively like we did at the end of that Marbury game and just continue that and give ourselves a chance at the end.
All right, it's Sylacauga and Elmore County. Friday night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Our coverage on WSGN and Facebook and YouTube starts at 6:30. This has been the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.